Hi, everybody, and welcome to Shortcomings, a girls recap podcast. I'm your host, Samantha Bush, and as always, I'm joined by Chris Lewis. Hi.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Did I ask that already?
I'm well. No, it was a long pause. It doesn't seem you care.
Sorry.
It's fine. It's fine.
I do care.
No, I'm well, you know, all the same. I have this week off, which is really nice. I'm heading up to New York for a bit, seeing 7 shows in 5 days and really getting to what's what. So I'll be incredibly tired next week for my return to work.
I can't wait to hear all about it. Keep up with you on the Instagram stories.
Well, yes, because famously my Instagram stories really do have a lot to do with what I'm doing on a day-to-day of my life.
Yep.
It's a really a great way to track what I'm actually doing.
It's really a good way to keep up.
Yeah, no, I've never once, like, Instagram just like, hey, look at me, here I am.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? I think people would think I was being held hostage if I started posting, like, my face.
No, places. I'd be like, I would call you and be like, are you okay?
And no, I wouldn't be, I'd be under duress.
Yeah.
Of like a Instagram, what are those people? Influencer.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what are those people called? Sai De Silvas?
Oh, Sai. Remember when I kept thinking her daughter's name was Scout?
What is it? It's Rio.
Yeah. I kept thinking it was Scout. And I was like, that's how she named it, Scout in the City. And you're like, no, that's literally not. I was like,
I don't know why it's called
that.
Scout in the City. It's a strange. And I think she sort of let that branding go. But I also had to unfollow her. Just
Who,
because
Bryn?
So...
No, oh,
I think she's let Scout in the City go because I just think now, like, her brand is herself. So why would it... Is her name still Scout in the City? Has to have changed that to Sai De Silva by now.
Let's see. Scout.
Although she had quite a following beforehand. So maybe
no,
that
Scout
name
the
means
City
something
is still
to
her.
Still.
Mm-hmm. Scout the City.
Does she have like a little cartoon as her icon, or is it actually her face?
It's her
or
face is it like now.
Okay, it's not like, oh my God, I'm a crazy mom trying to scout the city for life. It's just a headshot.
Yeah, it's just her headshot.
Okay, I bet she's skinned, probably looking great.
Oh, I mean, she's beautiful.
She may be the most annoying woman on planet Earth, but God, is she beautiful.
Beautiful. You know who changed
no
their...
No wonder she got that husband got stolen.
You know who...
Didn't she steal her husband from some
yeah.
woman or something? Isn't that the rumor?
That's the rumor.
And I hope it comes out next season.
Yeah. You know who changed their profile picture on Instagram after, like, years? Is Rihanna.
Rihanna.
Yeah. Kind of bummed.
Why? From that stupid cartoon?
Just to go from, like, a cartoon to, like, a product. I was like, ugh. Like, I was annoyed.
I'm sure what actually is she's just like, I'm no longer going to be on Instagram ever. So, like, just make this fully branding. Like, well, I think she probably has a Finsta.
Oh, yeah. All celebrities
do. And then, like, so she'll use that. And then now she's just like, this one is just to sell makeup, like the rest of my career.
True.
Like, I'm not... There's no, like, no longer should you even believe you're coming here for any semblance of personality. Like, this might as well be called Fenty.org. Like, this is what I'm building here. Because it's makeup, right?
Yeah.
But also clothing.
Yeah, like, the first, she posted a video 32 minutes ago, and it's literally a video for Fenty.
Right, like.
And it's a lot of, like, photo shoots.
At least Beyonce gives for, like, us, like.
Oh, my God, did you see the video this morning? Obviously, you did.
Of course I did. Yeah. I did this morning. I saw it at 2 a.m. when it posted and my phone vibrated.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. People are
and
really...
said Beyonce's up to stuff.
People are really excited that she's like talking to us. Showing us her hair.
I know. Although it was funny because not a day before had Mama Tina posted a video like, Beyonce's never going to post herself to doing sacred because that's not the point and she's a smart businesswoman. And then like one day later, I'm sure Beyonce's always like, Mama, stay off the internet,
yeah.
please. Like, you're never in line with like the marketing. She's like, that video was already scheduled. Jesus Christ.
One of my favorite things that Mama Tina does is she posts screenshots of things on her Instagram, but they're never, like, cropped right. They're always kind of, like, askew.
I miss her corny jokes. She hasn't done those in a while.
Yeah. So funny.
She's the best, but no one is more online. She's never not commenting. If there's a Beyonce stan account, she's following it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every video I've ever watched is, like, liked by Mama Tina Knowles. I'm like, why is this woman, like, if she can get at actual Beyonce, why is she following all these actual accounts?
Because she, like, loves her girl.
I know, but if I could get at the real Beyonce, I would be a little less interested in fan accounts. Like, I have to watch fan accounts because that's my only way of engaging with her. She has her phone number. Just call her.
She's like, no.
She's like,
maybe it's not as easy to get at Beyonce as you think.
Well, not to talk about someone who we won't be discussing, but it is something I've been chatting with about someone, because they were like, well, what if Post Malone just, because there's been this rhetoric of like Post Malone's text or tweet about Taylor was very in depth. Mm-hmm. And the one about Beyonce was just like, thank you.
Well, it was like, I love you.
And I was like, but I was like, here's the thing. There's a world where he's never met Beyonce. Like, I don't like the way she right. works. Like, who knows? Like, he probably got a pigeon dropped a song off. He was meant to record it in 10 seconds. Yeah. And then if he didn't,
I think Taylor and Beyonce have different creative processes.
Right. Like, I don't think like they were hanging out and chilling. So I don't like, he's probably like, I've never met Beyonce, never seen her, will probably never meet her. She didn't even give me tickets.
Yeah. He's probably like, I saw her from afar once.
Once.
In a room full of 30 other people.
And it may have just been another blonde woman. I don't know.
Like, yeah, he's like, I don't know. He's like, I saw a cowboy hat.
So I don't blame him. Yeah, of course. Yeah,
people are just like, they want to be so pissed.
Cowboy hat is killing me. Well, there's reason to be pissed. But I'm not, you know, protecting my peace in terms of that woman and moving forward.
Who's that woman that you... Oh, Taylor.
See, yeah, just protecting my peace. I've decided I'm letting her go. She is no longer for me. I've dropped her completely from my life. I just can't do it anymore. It's too angering.
Oh.
Yeah.
What about it? We won't have to talk about it.
Yeah, no. I guess, especially not on mic. Not going out to the public.
No, this isn't even behind the paywall. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not having those you-know-whos coming for me.
Yeah.
No one's scarier. Particularly right now, I've seen them up to stuff, doing a lot of racist stuff about Beyonce online.
Really? I like don't see this. I don't think that
they're fucking crazy what they're up to. Those Swift, I don't even like talking about them. I'm scared.
Well, to be fair, Taylor hates them too.
Like, I'm scared of them. I'm terrified. I'm honestly at this point now more terrified of Swifties than I am Barbs.
Yeah.
They are so, what they're getting up to about this album is like,
the thing is like Taylor hates the hardcore like freaks for
her.
She literally sings about them and is like, fuck you, leave me alone.
Yeah, well, again,
we don't have to talk about it.
My blood is actually starting to boil thinking about,
oh my god,
of the
speaking of the barbs swarmed Detroit on Saturday. And
oh, did Gag City come to town?
Who?
Gag City. That's the name of her tour.
Oh yeah, it was here, Gag City. And
or it was the name of her album. I don't know if it's the name of the tour, but I just know Gag City is her new, like, we're going to Gag City. We're in Gag City. Like
we're gagging.
Yeah. Like, that's.
Well, someone threw something at her at this concert. And I'm just like, can Detroit fucking chill?
Well, that's probably not a barb. And I'm sure they probably got their ass beat.
She threw it back.
Like, parking lot.
She threw it back.
Remember when Cardi threw that? Did she throw a microphone, like a full microphone at someone?
I'm
like,
sure
they threw
did.
Like water at her, and then she just like launched the microphone directly at them. I was like,
yes.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Oh boy. People got to stop throwing
you
stuff.
Have to
yeah,
fucking
that was a
stop.
Thing
like,
a few
I support,
years ago.
I support an artist throwing the shit back.
Remember when someone threw lemons at Ariana Grande because she wasn't Beyonce at Coachella?
No.
Like, Ariana Grande did Coachella the year after Beyonce, I think.
Oh.
Or maybe at 2 years. And then people went and just threw lemons at her. And it's like, why? Like, because she isn't Beyonce? Like, did you expect Beyonce
to come
be
back
there?
Every year?
And also, you waited to be close enough to stage to throw a lemon at her. Like,
you carried
so you put on
those
a diaper.
Lemons.
You carried diapers, wore diapers, carried lemons to throw them at her.
Why are they wearing diapers?
Because to get like a close seat, it took a close spot at Coachella. You have to go and then basically stand there. So a lot of people wear diapers because you can't leave.
That's
if you want it. One of
horrifying.
If you want one of those really
yeah.
like up close,
you can't leave
because it's just open. I think once you buy a ticket, it's just
open
like
open field.
Open field with the exception of the celebrities like section.
Oh my god.
And so you got to put on a diaper, do all that just to throw a lemon at
Ariana Grande.
Lemon will take her out, she's so small.
I know. Lemon will literally break her clavicle. Like, it would really damage her little body.
Right. Oh, and speaking of travel and damaging things, I have gotten so many notes from people about our discussion about Hannah's trash bag.
Oh.
People are simply saying, yeah, you can travel with trash bags. I've done it.
People are admitting to doing it?
Mm-hmm. They're like, yeah, I travel with my stuff in just like a big bag all the time. I'm like, a big ass, but trash bag? That's what I replied. I was like, do you mean a trash bag, though?
Yeah, like.
And they were like, just like a burlap, like one was like a burlap bag. I was like a sack?
Guys, I don't like that.
And then some woman was like, yep. She was like, yep, 2 weeks ago I saw a woman getting on a Spirit flight with her shit in pillowcases. I was like, what is happening? Like, I mean, suitcases aren't cheap, but they're not that expensive.
I mean, you could get a bag.
Right, like not everyone has to be spending $300 on a custom leather bag. Go to Target. Like I did. You get right a suitcase from Target. I think it's like $60,
maybe less, $40 if you find like so a cheap like, one.
I just get a suitcase, and if it's on sale, like
I just
don't even think that's safe. If I opened up those overhead compartments and saw just the trash bag up there, I would
come
be concerned.
On a flight with a trash bag, I would be like, should we be concerned?
I can't bring a water bottle.
I can't bring a full tube of toothpaste.
If people are rolling up with like their own trash.
That actually infuriates me. Like how you feel about T-Swift right now, I feel that way about these bags.
And can it go through the little thing? Like just a trash bag? I mean, I'm sure it can.
I hope it fucking rips. What if it rips? All your shit's everywhere?
You know TSA isn't going to care. Oh, one person was like, yeah, I often bring my stuff in, like, what's that, the Swedish IKEA? You know those big-ass blue IKEA bags?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I had them.
People were like, those are the best
they are,
for traveling.
But for travel.
Yeah, they were like, they're great for travel. I was like, what? Those bags are big as shit.
And
honestly, now I'm thinking, like, should I go down to the basement and see if I've got a few for my trip this week and just, like, get to what's... I'm, like, trying to fit everything in this bag. Why don't I just carry an IKEA bag? And I'm just doing Amtrak. And they don't give a fuck. I've never seen a trash bag on Amtrak who doesn't give a fuck.
I'm assuming people are doing black trash bags, not the white, like, flex bags.
I saw someone with a white Glad bag.
That's what I'm saying.
No, it's got to be heavy duty, right?
Like one of those like hardcore, like thick.
Yeah,
boys.
Like the ones I don't use for my trash. My trash is never not ripping the one foot I have to take it.
Mine's never not ripping or leaking or something. Like there's always a fucking issue.
So I'm just really concerned. So shout out to everyone traveling with just open bags. But if I see it.
I'm poking a hole in it.
No, I'm judging the hell out of you. Being an IKEA bag.
I don't care if you're a shorty. Pillowcase. I do not care. Shorties do better.
It's not right. Get a fucking suitcase.
Also, it's not like fun to like carry it. Like it hurts your shoulder.
Southwest and like Delta look at me basically like if I have a suit, like my suit bag. They're like, oh Lord, here he comes with that thing.
Yeah, they get like annoyed. They get annoyed when I like I'm like should I take my laptop
all the gay flight
out?
Attendants they are not gonna take that.
No,
but I guess they don't have a choice, right? Like I don't know what the rules are, but they're putting women off of flights for not wearing bras. But like,
what?
You didn't hear that story?
No,
I think it was was it Delta or United, but they told a woman like get out of here, like you're tits are basically too out.
But okay, can I say, were they?
No, but then I saw the woman. No, she's not a big titty queen.
Was she in a mesh top?
No, she was in like a white shirt.
Like, oh, and she just like, had like big nipples like poking
no,
out?
No, like there was literally nothing wrong with this woman's shirt. And they like made her, I think she had to go buy a coat or something.
That's insane. Yeah, Stop. That's crazy.
But again, everyone's running around on... No shoes.
Sick.
But this woman can't be tits out. I'd rather you be fully no shirt on, tits out, than no shoes.
My mom made a friend at the museum, and she is a flight attendant.
What museum?
My mom volunteers at the museum.
Oh, okay.
And so she has been a flight attendant since, like, Pan Am days. Like, she's been Like,
she's seen things fall.
And she said, she's like,
seen it fall from grace.
Yeah, she goes, people are so entitled now. She's like, I've seen
people used to wear suits.
People used to, like,
to get on flights back in the Pan Am days.
Yeah,
like Don Draper and Don Draper Betty style.
That's what I've learned in my 31 years of life is, like, I'm over the, like, heavy duty, comfy, cozy clothes on planes. Like, wear, like, pants, like, wear clothes. Do you get what I'm saying?
Now I've left you behind.
No, like I've seen people in straight up jammies.
No, I know.
Cookie Monster jams.
I would never roll up in like my silk set.
That's what people, I wish that's what I saw. I see people rolling up in the most beat up pajamas. They act like this is their fucking house. They're barefoot running through the airport. Right.
I have seen a woman in an airport. You know how, like, and I sleep like this sometimes, just like you'll put on a long t-shirt and you're not really sure if you've got pants on. Because I've seen girls in the airport just like that, and I'm like, is she pantsless?
Like, yeah, like, am I about to see labia? Like, what?
Like, is she just going to pull out, like, and I was like, and she's got a face mask on, and like,
they think it's like they're
honestly
a
just
spot.
Like, a pacifier. And I was like, she's ready to go.
I have another hot take. I don't understand the girlies who are doing like full skincare on flights. I think that is so fucking disgusting.
Wait, you mean on the flight?
Yes. They are doing face masks. They're doing gels. They're doing creams.
I guess you are just sitting.
They're doing mists. I'm like, this is so disgusting.
I don't think I mind a mist.
I do. When you're sitting next to it, you're like, please, I don't want to be
misted.
Well,
you just turn to yourself.
Chris, these flights, this is someone who misses a lot. You are sitting literally inside of each other on a flight.
Okay, look, I don't think you should do it unless you're at a window seat.
Oh, aisles, baby. Middles.
Because then you can turn to the window and just mist yourself.
No, I'm talking, they're doing jade rollers. They're doing face masks. It's just like...
Okay, jade rollers is okay.
Stop. Like, what the fuck?
I don't like
it's
the
face
mask.
It's not doing anything
and, like,
for you.
Potions and things, though, because, like, where are you
putting... It's so weird.
Where are you washing it off?
I also just think it's, like, dirty. I don't like
it. I just don't understand where you would be, like... it's not enough room to get it. Like, my routine takes so much space.
I know.
And as someone who recently walked my entire skincare routine through a table of people.
I'm really upset. Why have you never done that for me?
And a lot of them were like, and truly the number one question was, and you mean you're doing this every day? And I was like, every single day. When I said it 2 minutes ago, I wasn't kidding. Every day.
Are you going to tell me?
No.
What kind of skin do you have? Like, what's your skin type?
Like, you know, oily, I used dry, to know, but I've... Oh.
Normal. Like, sometimes a little dry, maybe a little oily.
Normal moving to dry. No, oily isn't really my problem.
Okay, then we're going to need to talk.
Dry is more my issue, you know, from some of the patches I've had.
Please take me through... Not on the mic.
Not on the mic, because well, it's just simply these people are paying me, and I wish they were, but they're not. And I'm not such a fan that I'm like
taking this to the Instagrams,
gospel to the people. Like, oh my god, this is so good.
Your skin
looks
amazing, Chris.
Right, which is why when these people asked, I was. And by the way, I have to note, this was like one person I knew, and then a table full of strangers who just like leaned over and were like, "No, we were thinking it."
That your skin looked great.
Let's talk. Yeah, and I was like, all right, here's what I'm doing. Tip to tails. And they were like,
you've turned your beauty filter off before on Zoom, and it like your skin looks the same.
Well, I don't know if that's true. I've actually located one area that changes, and I'm laser focused on it. It's like one inch on my left cheek. It's like my earlobe. And
you're like...
Well, we do have to protect our earlobes. I do want everyone to be thinking about those. Like, people forget to moisturize that. Just get out.
Do people's earlobes get dry?
They age.
What?
They age. You got to be careful about your earlobes. just moisturize them. Like, uh-oh.
I'm so stressed.
Yeah, like I just don't know when you're in the region, just give them a little something while you're doing everything else. It won't about 10 more seconds. A little something.
Because you're right. People say the neck is the window into the soul. It's the earlobes.
And I think And look, don't ignore
your
neck.
And your delicate, ladies.
You mean your décolletage?
Is that the word?
Is it like, what did you just say?
How do you say it?
Is it a décolletage or did you say delicate?
I don't know what I said, but it didn't sound right.
Wait.
I think I said delicate.
Right, but I think it's décolletage, isn't it?
No, it is. You are correct.
Okay, so is what you said a word?
No, it's what I thought
delicate?
I was saying.
Were you just mispronouncing the word delicate?
No, I was trying to say what you said.
Delicate.
Delicate. Okay.
All right, guys. So that was a little run through just skincare by way of airplanes. I also want to just give a huge shout out to our Patreon. We had a time of it last Thursday. On Zoom. We hopped on Zoom with anywhere from 60 to 100 of our best friends.
Mm-hmm. Had a great time.
Were we on there for 2 hours?
Yes.
These Zoom calls are meant to be 1 hour long.
No. And they never are.
I need to download like the cheap version of Zoom or downgrade it. So it just like cuts us off. It's at like, that big 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's like you have 10 minutes.
And just get us gone. Because left to our own devices, we will just ramble and yap. Mm-hmm. I did a taste test, although I feel like we all did it.
Like, I felt like I tasted it all.
I did a taste test of Loverboy and guys, yikes.
It was the Loverboy variety pack.
I had a mango pear, a sweet tea, lemonade, just a lot of mess. Mm-hmm. One dried my mouth out to a level that I've never had experience before. What was that black cherry vanilla? Yikes.
You did black cherry vanilla, mango pear.
Half and half, like sweet tea and lemonade.
Yeah. And then
one was like hibiscus
guava.
Peach. Like it was like,
it was hibiscus guava. And that was the one that really sent you into.
Things you do. No, black cherry vanilla. I thought I was going to throw up on the Zoom.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of fun. We answer questions. We reveal things that we can't reveal on this podcast. We keep some secrets that'll one day come out. Got a lot of people guessing in my Instagrams about
a pregnancy?
Something that would, yeah, a pregnancy.
That's coming.
Yeah, not a lot of them correct, you know. Only one person has landed on the correct person.
Wow.
And I think it's just because, guys, when you hear this news, you're going to be like, what?
Yeah, you're going to be like, oh, got it.
But it is a celebrity. Can we be more localized than that? Or is it just a celebrity? Okay.
Just leave it at that. Someone's pregnant.
And you know who is also pregnant? With possibility. Before we get to this episode, because I don't know if we're going to have time. Maybe we'll do a bonus later, but I'd have to pack this mic and who knows if it'll fit in the bag. Can we talk about what's going on Summer House? Because I haven't seen the last two episodes, but I have seen a clip in which they're...
I haven't watched the last 2 weeks, but let's talk about it. What?
I'm saving in them for Wednesday on the train. Oh. They're going to be my train treat. Okay. I'm going to catch up on that on Top Chef on the train. But Lindsay telling Carl to get a job. He has a job. It's that show. Like, is that sort of the unspoken thing they can't say on the show? Like, they're not really allowed to be like, we're on a TV show?
I think so. Also on Summer House?
Because, like, he's on TV.
But she also just says, she's like, I'm an influencer now. Like, I don't do PR anymore. Like, this is my job.
Right. So she doesn't have a job. So her job is exactly what his job is, which is to be on TV and then do Instagram posts.
Right. But I also think there's a layer there of, I don't think he really wants to do the show anymore. He wants to go down more of a path of, like, helping people with their sobriety, being, like, a spokesperson.
Okay, great, but that's a job.
Right, but then she's like, then go do that. Carl does have a history of not being able to hold a job. And the only reason he had a job was because Kyle gave it to him.
I do remember in the early seasons him constantly
getting
fired. Trying to get like, I could never figure out what his job was in the early seasons, but he was always like, I got to get more deals.
Yeah,
it was like a broad city, like deals. He was always like, got to sell more deals.
Well, I don't love Lindsay or like agree 100%. I do understand.
Think he should get a job. And then what is this? He's now paid something like $40,000 for a career counselor or something. To do what? His career is reality TV star.
I think she's kind of like, then what are we doing?
Okay, so I think maybe we all are on Lindsay's side.
I think everyone's like kind of like, okay, I get Lindsay's like frustration.
So work and Carl have always been at odds.
They've always been, it's always been a thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm just sort of like, but he has a job.
And now Kyle is bringing him back into Loverboy to work on the non-alcoholic.
But as a creative consultant, not like an employee. He said like a title for him. He was like, you can like be a creative advisor, but not like, I don't think he's getting
like full benefits.
Benefits. He's not getting bennies from Loverboy
anymore. From Kyle Cook.
From that shit lemonade hibiscus.
Well, then someone was telling us, who was on the Zoom,
that it's worth like $100 million.
Well, no, like someone was telling us that the spritz is you can only buy it online. Oh, yeah. And they're like $70 for like 5 cans that are, mind you,
and it's like you had to pay
miniature
for shipping.
Cans.
And then she was like, I had to pay $70, 50 for shipping, 20 for the cans. I was like,
it
wait,
was crazy.
What? For 4 little cocktails.
Yeah.
No wonder that business is apparently so
lucrative. I can't
like,
imagine like that travels well. Like,
well, no, it would probably travel really well because it's so bad to begin with.
Yeah.
It's like that episode of Gilmore Girls when they're talking about food for males pancake world. It's like, well, it started bad, so it can't get
worse.
And so, like, I think you could put Loverboy, like, launch it into space, have it hit the sun, it would return just the same.
True.
It's the cockroach of...
yeah.
Beverages?
It is. I do like their spritzes.
Carl
I
and
do
Kyle,
like their spritzes.
Both of whom I love and have deep affection for those two.
Yeah, I do like their spritzes. I do want to make that clear.
Yeah, the spritzes.
They have a pear spritz that's really good.
Yeah, I don't know about mango pear.
Mango pear.
It's still
tea?
Shocking that tea was like the base of all of them.
I know.
It's like, is tea even something we want?
No.
Mixed with alcohol.
What? Well, people on the Zoom were saying that they put like vodka in them.
I will also say, even though I came off as quite drunk because I also finished a bottle of wine during that Zoom.
You were. And then at one point reached for the black cherry vanilla and took a sip.
By mistake, took a swig and was like, ah!
I was like, what?
And now I've got 4 cans of it just in my fridge and I see them and my stomach churns every time
you
I
You gotta give
it.
Them away.
Next to my Uber hot. It's just like, now my fridge is just slowly becoming like the remnants of Bravo.
Yeah, you need some like Gretchen Christine like Butte in there.
Some, like an old skinny girl bottles wrangling back in there. Yeah.
Oh.
Some,
the skinny girl bologna. Did you see that Bethany's mom
Unfiltered
died?
Unfiltered Blonde. I was like, I know I ordered, or bought Brandy Glanville's white wine at one point, Unfiltered Blonde.
Did you see that Bethany's mom died?
No.
Yeah.
Barbara?
No. Bernadette.
Bernadette.
And the post was like really like heavy.
I actually, and I'm going to give the same thing I gave to Jessica. What? Jessica. That can't be his name. What's his name? Her ex-husband? Jessica?
Jason?
Jason.
Jason.
I'm going to give Jason and Bernadette the same compliment. For as much as this woman has dragged them publicly and, like, outed them and said, like, the worst things about them, I never saw Bernadette just call up the Post and be
she
like,
did.
Hey. Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Why would nobody
It was, like, back
article?
In the day.
Now I'm mad
it was
at
like,
everyone.
No, it was, like, back in the day.
Okay, now I'm, like, angry at every single person who's never sent it.
Yeah, no, it was, like, from back.
Okay. But Jason never did, and I really respect him for that.
Well, maybe he did, but we missed it. He also
That's
stalked
true.
Her
I was also
at one
watching
point.
An old Wendy Williams clip, and she showed a photo of him, and I was thinking, God, he's a good-looking man.
I agree.
Unfortunately. Yeah, it's just really upsetting.
I totally agree.
Not sure what happened with Bryn, but, well, I guess I know what happened with Bryn. Bethany's jeans.
She's also, like, 12.
That's true. She's not an unattractive 12-year-old. She's just evil to the core.
Which we don't know, but you love to speculate that.
I've seen her.
Okay. Reminder, her. This is not behind the paywall.
No.
And Brian's going to kill us.
Look, Brian, just throw that music on. Give it a bounce and send it back to us, please. Let's get into Girls. This week we're covering episode 8, Welcome to Bushwick, a.k.a. The Craxident. We'll start with a little episode synopsis. At a warehouse party in Bushwick, Hannah learns something very important about Adam. Marnie meets Charlie's new love interest. Jessa and Jeff get to know one another outside of the home. And we finally get Shoshin Ray meeting up. What'd you think of this episode overall?
Loved.
Like we were back.
Loved. Every minute
I love everything in it, and we'll get to it, but I really, really appreciated this episode, and I felt like we were in an upswing after our time in East Lansing. And guys, by the way, not to take us over binge way of my you rewatch, but I gotta tell you, you're gonna like the way he looks on you. I'm just saying, the actor who played, what was his name last week? We loved him so much.
Eric.
You're gonna like the way he looks as Benji.
I love that you're saying this like people haven't seen the first season of You.
But I don't know that people knew he was Eric. And so he just looks much better with some shorter hair.
Not in like a pharmacy outfit.
Not in that white coat running amok.
Yeah.
Not next to Lena Dunham.
Yeah.
Next to Penn Badgley, who's got chemistry with everyone.
So true.
And look, Benji has passed, you know, by the end of episode 2. It's like, I'd forgotten You does not play with storylines. Like, it goes right quick.
It came fast.
I was like, how in 10 episodes could they have done all the what I remember? Like, he has to, like, meet her therapist, become, like, start working with her therapist, then kill him. Then he has to kill her best friend.
Yeah, he was
then
busy.
Then he has to trap her in a cage. I'm like, how the hell did they fit this all into 10 episodes? That's
masterful.
Just economic Shonda Rhimes storytelling.
Masterful.
And we didn't get our Shonda Rhimes storytelling in season of last week in Girls, but I do think this episode really upped the sort of pace, at least. Like,
for sure.
I guess that's the fun of being at a party.
Yeah, there was a lot more to, like, do. It wasn't just, like, Hannah walking around the sleepy town. Like, they were in a club.
With Heather.
Oh, with Heather.
Although I would have liked to have seen Heather at this warehouse party. And Squirt. But as we break into the episode, I thought that the line that sort of happens in the beginning of the episode, and one thing I also wanted to note is that I'm not sure we've talked about as we've discussed Girls, is that this is a cold open show. Like, Sex and the City starts and we're right in sort of the opening credits, and then we get the full sort of storyline. It's nice that in Girls we get these sort of like fuck-alls that sort of maybe sometimes illuminate something we're about to see, but then sometimes can just be like a joke or just really, I don't know, there's something comfy, cozy, like sitcom-y about it.
Yeah.
That makes it, that really, I think, it's just very comforting to watch. Like, when I see that Girls and those big, like, letters, I'm always like, thank God.
Yeah, I agree.
Now I feel like settled into the episode. I can really get into it. Mm-hmm. I think all of the music selections are always really great. This one in particular has On the Floor, probably J-Lo's best song.
Yeah. Tonight we're gonna be hit on the floor.
But I love when Jessa says, jaded as I am, I still hold out hope that the next party will be the best party ever. And I think that that line really sets us up into the episode that is focused on all of these women's expectations coming, like,
crashing
closer to reality.
Yeah.
Or aligning a bit closer, hopefully, with sort of what's really happening. But also the sort of hope you go into situations with, and if that isn't like the best sort of metaphor for using a party, like the idea we all like are like, this one can is gonna
it's
be
like
great,
New Year's or, Eve, you like think this is gonna be a great night, and then usually it turns out to be like a shit show.
Well, if anyone's holding on to that illusion, allow me to break you of it. Stay your ass at home.
Yeah.
Best New Year's Eve you'll ever have is sitting on the couch with a little lover
cup
boy
of
iced tea and a cup of noodles watching Phantom Thread. Don't go anywhere near people on New Year's Eve. Everyone's in a bad mood. It's like weddings. No one's drinking for the right reasons.
So true.
You're always going to end up next to somebody who's just like sad.
Yeah. And like, they'll tell you all about it.
I'll tell you my plans for this year. And it's like, sweetie, much like your dreams, nobody wants to hear that. So keep that to yourself.
Yeah.
But parties and expectations, I don't know. I thought it was a really nice sort of setting. Mm-hmm. And even though what I really like about Girls is all of the disparate storylines and how they don't always converge, I appreciated the fact that they sort of have them in the same atmosphere and world, but they have four distinctly different stories and experiences at this party, yeah. which is sort of the fun of a warehouse party. Now, have you ever been to a warehouse party?
Yes.
Aren't they the best? Because you can just get lost.
Yeah, you can get lost. There's so many people, like, and they're everyone's
you can make
on
several
their...
mistakes and no one knows. Yeah.
And everyone's like on their own journey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love a warehouse party. We'll probably most likely in my lifetime never go to another
one. I know.
One.
I was going to say, yeah. I'll be Jeff. I'll be showing up with a bottle of wine.
No, I think I've probably got 3 to 4 more warehouse parties in
You have 5 good summers life. Left.
I did not say 5. 3 to 4.
3 to 4.
And when I hit that 4th, I will be like, dinner parties only from now yeah. on.
You and Brian going club, to a but, warehouse party?
No, I see Brian and I at the club. I don't see a warehouse party for us.
Okay.
But we'll see.
Yeah.
So let's get into shows. So we arrive at the party and she's sort of just there. Like the other girls weren't really expecting to see her. Mm-hmm. She looks fucking nuts.
Yeah, she's just standing in the corner.
What did you think of her outfit? I was glad she lost that skirt later, but her hair.
That hair was that so nuts.
Bump it.
It was so 2011. Like,
is that what those things were called? The girls were putting in their hair, those bump its?
The bump its. Yeah.
Yikes. It's or giving not to be dark sided, but cheer. Like It was just so high to the heavens. But
yeah. I think they
what's going on over there on Cheer? Cheer is like the new Glee. Like just every 6 months I feel like I learn something
and it's
else.
It's like terrible.
Terrible.
It's not
terrible.
Like it's not like little like misdemeanors or like you know,
it's never like
weed.
DUI, although it's not like that light. We're like, if only it was something nice like crack or a DUI.
I wish it was. But it's like pedophilia.
It's like pedophilia and multiple different charges of it.
Oh, horrible. Yeah.
You know what show, honestly, I'm surprised we haven't heard more about pedophilia on?
Oh, what?
Sister Wives. Like, it just seems like, don't you?
How dare you?
Do you not see what I mean?
How fucking
not agree?
Dare you?
Or incest. It just feels like there should be darkness there in a way that there isn't.
Well, a child just killed himself. There is darkness.
Not in like crimes. Like none of them are crimes.
Yeah, none
the
of them, because they're good kids.
Be. I know, but that's the shock. Because given usually on TLC, things go cattywampus.
Oh, like right now, Honey Boo Boo, like she's dragging her mom. Her mom stole all her money and spent it on crack.
Of course she did. What was her name? Mama June. Mama June. That was when it's just like you don't want to see white people waste their privilege like that. Just like eating Sketty. Like just Sketty. Disgusting. Remember that? They would eat Sketty? Just noodles and ketchup? And call it Sketty? It's disgusting. Oh, TLC, man.
God, they really...
The Learning Channel. What a please, terrible network.
Please.
I'm so glad I'm not currently watching a show on that network.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure I'll be checking in on the Plaths eventually.
Oh.
And that got dark also, didn't it?
Chris, it got dark episode 2.
Well, yeah, because we learned about the mom.
The hit and run on the baby.
Like, running over the baby, yeah. Well, it wasn't a hit and run. I think she stopped and was quite devastated.
Was she? Because the way she talks about it is so crazy.
And their marriage. I mean, I will say, for their marriage to endure that, and then for reality TV
to tear it apart. And now he's like jacked dad.
Like a juicer, like a fucking Rocky. He looks terrifying.
He's so scary. And Micah, so scary. Chris,
well, you know,
please.
I'm attracted to Mike. Wait, is Micah the one I love? No. I'm attracted to like the weirdo.
The weirdo who's
like,
married.
I've never had a Coke before.
Yeah, who married that woman.
Yeah, now they're divorced.
Because she doesn't want to like, he wanted her to like conform to like traditional.
That terrible. Well, I hated that woman.
I know you did.
She's
you
terrible.
You hated
woman,
her.
One of the worst reality people I've ever seen. She's manipulative.
Okay, back to shows.
Don't have a name on it.
Back to shows.
So then she mistakenly smokes crack, which I'm assuming everyone on this episode thinks we have.
Yeah, they're probably like, yeah.
And we get the introduction of her and Ray. What did you think of like Ray sort of, the introduction of Ray as sort of her
crack spirit guide?
Crack guide and... He says he doesn't want to be on Jap, like, but he doesn't want to be a Jap babysitter. So they're not really setting them up as, like, the love story for the ages that they
become. Definitely not. And I think that that's perfect. Like,
although watching him, we do get a nice line of him saying, I'm so, what does he say? He says something like, I'm honored to be your first, which is, of course, a nice foreshadowing of what will happen next week.
And it was fun watching him, like, watch her, like, be on crack talking to Jessa. Because he was just like, who is this little woman, like, talking? Like, crazy.
I know, but like, I have to say that in general, this whole plot did not work for me. I think the whole humor of it, the sort of campy, not even campy, wouldn't even be the right word, physical comedy, over-the-top running, like, it just, I was like, this is so not the language of this show that I was like, why are we doing this? Like, it also didn't, the episode felt funny enough without this. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just didn't, were you laughing watching them just run around the streets of Bushwick?
No, I definitely wasn't laughing. I was laughing more when she was talking to Jessa and Jessa.
Oh, see, I didn't think that was funny. Like, mostly because Shosha's already so manic that it just, I was like, this isn't as funny as if Marnie was behaving this way.
Mm. Yeah.
It just didn't, it felt to me like another wasted element of,
I think right like now they kind of don't know what to do with
shows. Figured out Jascha Mamet.
Yeah.
Or is Jascha Mamet's like really deep well of humor. Mm-hmm. Like, she is really funny. And there, she's just this one note character. And like, it felt like first beat, like, what if shows did crack? And it's like, what?
Yeah.
No. What kind? This isn't the show we're on.
Yeah.
But I did like the idea of Ray and her getting to know one another, but it also felt like Ray wouldn't, I'm like, would Ray chase this woman around?
I think so.
Oh, see, I was like, he would be much like me and be like, see you later, girl. Like,
no, Chris, like, if you had, no.
No, I would not, like, chase someone through. I'm telling you and everyone listening right now, if you run out of a party on crack, I'm not chasing after you.
Okay, good to know. Noted.
I would at best call you a few times.
No, he definitely would chase.
No, I don't see this as Ray at all. Oh. To me, I just see him like going right back into like the away, particularly because he's flirting with Jessa not 5 seconds earlier.
Yeah.
And we find out he's lost his, as she calls her, his bug-eye girlfriend, which is so rude. Yeah.
He was like, her dad's a therapist.
And she laughs at her own jokes.
Yeah.
But she does massage, she assaults Ray and then massages him in a non-sexual manner. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what a strange way. I kept wondering, like, are we going to pick back up on them, like, back at the party or going home? We just left them on the street.
Yeah, we left them there on the street.
So, I don't know. This was the one aspect of the plot that just did not work for me at all. Mm-hmm.
It was definitely, like, the most minimal, like...
But it just felt like just not, it reminded me of when we do like a Samantha, like goes on a date with a guy's story and it's just like, this is not funny enough. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd rather us not see her, but then I guess that's what they did in season 6 of Sex and the City when we just stopped seeing her.
Correct. Yeah.
But then she had a boyfriend, so it was like, let's show her. Like,
Aunt
what
had
a wild
cancer.
Season. And it was like, where is she?
Yeah, that was really crazy. Like, I remember there was like a few episodes where we were like,
that's it? That's all they're going to have her do?
Yeah.
Smith wants to hold her hand. That's her whole story?
Mm-hmm. All right, sure's wigs. Guys.
Those wigs. So let's get into Jessa. So we open the episode and she gets a text message and she decides to just say, best party ever, come. And then lo and behold, he takes a cab right over there because he gets there right quick.
So quick.
Is old Jeff. I gotta say, he's never looked worse.
He looked haggard.
Terrible.
Coming into that party.
Why did they have him like that?
I think to show
he's
how
bad, but he's looked really terrible.
No, I think to just show like how out of place he is there.
But
like,
he doesn't even look like, why wouldn't they have put him in a outfit for like a dinner party? So if he expected to go to a party that included bringing a bottle of wine, he looks like what you don't want to see people on a plane looking like.
That's Jeff. Jobless and...
I,
carrying wine.
Just a mess.
In a wrinkled
At least they
shirt.
Gave us the dignity to say, like, okay, Catherine's away with the kids. Like, because I was like, did he just leave the kids at home?
Honestly, what's happening? I was like, I wouldn't be surprised.
Jeff is, what a disaster. And when they were up on that little balcony and he's just so sad, he's just like, she's like, why do you do this? Say you have a job when you don't.
Yeah.
And could you imagine, poor Catherine's like going to see her mom with the kids and he's like, I have to stay at home to work. You don't have a job.
You don't have a
job. Are they Carl and Lindsay if they got married?
Yeah. Literally.
Is that what we're looking at, Jeff and Catherine?
Yeah.
Well, Carl just age into Jeff and Catherine's just like, Lindsay becomes a documentarian.
And just the way he like moves around this party, he's just like so out of place with his bottle of wine. Just like, I'm this like old guy trying to be cool at this party.
Why am I here?
Yeah, he's like, what am I doing here? Like, he's even thinking that.
But then again, Jessa is so adamant that he sort of does fit. I guess I'm just not necessarily seeing this proxy thing that Jessa is seeing in Jeff, where she's like, put your bottle of wine down and let's go dance. Like, what is her interest in him? Like, what is she seeing here that she wants to rehabilitate or fix? Like, what do you think is pinging?
I think she's just like, he's a bored dad. And like, she's, I think, flattered.
Is it? By do you him. Think it's flattery? I'm not even seeing that.
I think it's flattery. And I also think it's like,
I feel like she feels flattered by the attention of the man we'll meet in a few weeks. In the finale, when she does something, you know, the character I'm referring
yes,
to.
Oh, yes. Okay.
I think that is about flattery, that this successful person would shine his light on her. And then we see that sort
of
fall
I think there's
apart.
Something about Jeff, like she feels bad for him. And she's.
So it's pity.
It's That's pity. But I think she's also, I think Jessa likes attention.
But she could get attention from anyone.
Maybe it's like this like forbidden thing that she likes. I don't know. I really can't figure it out.
I can't wrap my head around like what the show is trying to say with this relationship. And I don't think the show knows.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't to me feel like flattery. It is a little like she does seem to think he is pathetic. Like I do think. Because she is sort of like, why are you lying about having a job? Like, it's okay. Like, you don't need to do that to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I also don't have a job. Like, I don't know what I want to be when I grow up either. So maybe she recognizes herself in Jeff. And maybe that is sort of why she makes the decision later this season to, spoiler alert, fast forward however many seconds. But that she makes the decision to marry later is that she's seeing herself as a proxy Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
Maybe she sees herself
like
Jeff.
She's almost trying on this, like, could I be Jeff?
Yeah.
Is that it? Because that's just depressing.
Well.
And I will say we're to believe Jessa right now. And I think what is sort of unsaid at this point of the show is Jessa is almost fresh from recovery. Like, she's not drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Or doing drugs. So maybe she's just like, I don't know what's going on. Like,
I think it's that.
Wow. Now I'm like devastated. I could have tears in my eyes looking at this young woman full of promise thinking like, am I Jeff? God.
Yeah.
Nobody's Jeff. But then we meet my favorite two characters, unnamed crusty bastards or whatever she calls them. Crusty sacks of shit.
Yeah.
And they're disgusted. She throws a bottle of wine and then runs away. And they run away. And then they beat the shit out of Jeff later
Kick
on.
Kick him and
episode,
punch him.
They punch him, then kick him, I think, twice in, like, the head.
Yeah,
like,
it was not good.
Which is something you're just going to see at a warehouse party, just someone getting their ass
and
beat.
And no one's
going
to flinch.
And the beat's not going to stop. Mm-mm. DJ's not going to... Just going to keep going. Mm-hmm. While Tell the World End plays. And then they go to the hospital, and Jeff is just like, what am I going to tell Catherine? And she's like, I don't know, tell her the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Then he breaks down and puts his little head in her lap. And it's like, just come home. We don't even have to do anything. We can just be together. It's so sad.
It's so fucking gross.
I know this is what I was talking about when I said men shouldn't be looking for comfort in women this way. This is what I was talking about when he put his head in her lap. I was like, see, this is what
like,
I meant.
Men,
this is disgusting.
Seriously, they just want to be fucking babied. And it's so It depends on the guy, but usually it's gross.
I don't see how it couldn't come off exactly like this.
Well, especially like a married guy who has like kids. It's like, ew.
And she's wearing that crazy outfit.
She's got the feathers and they're under that like fluorescent light. It's harsh. And she's like, I miss when you were a nice guy.
And he's like, first of all, Jeff was never nice.
He was never nice.
Even Jess's concept of Jeff is all off. Like, what is she even referring to when she says that?
Like, he didn't assault you? Like,
I think Jessa might have a little wet brain. You know, from doing too many drugs.
Oh.
Because what is she talking about Jeff nice?
I think, like, she means, like, he never, like, really tried to make a move on her. Like, he...
What does she think that text message was? Like, want to hang tonight? Like, Jeff is...
Well, she also didn't know who that was.
No, but I mean, once she figured out what it was, who it was...
I think, like, she's maybe Jeff a little delulu. Nice, like, I think she's probably he wants to be, like, my friend. I don't know, Chris. I really can't figure it out.
But she's deluding her... Me? Okay, that's what it is. I think she's also deluding herself.
Mm-hmm.
Is she?
I don't know.
This is not clear storytelling.
I don't know.
Which I guess is sort of the beauty of it, but he leaves and just says, what does she say? He says, like, you work for my kids.
Yeah.
We were never friends. You work for my kids.
He's a sicko. I think this is
the last time we see Jeff.
It is.
We see Catherine one more time, I believe, but we don't see Jeff again.
Yeah, because I think Catherine and her kind of have, like, a moment, like...
And I does she does
where Catherine kind of
Catherine
is like
try
he sucks.
To like give Jeff to her?
No,
like isn't she like we can sort of make this work? Like I think it's sort of a Christina like fine done take him moment where she's like, look, I just need you back to be my nanny. Do what you got to do.
Yeah, she's like, if you want to fuck him, please, like, go ahead.
I think that's our dark sided memory of
are we getting like Shondaland and this like all mixed up?
I'm like, I think she showed up and was like, I'm a political fixer named Olivia Pope.
Yeah. No, her and Catherine
Jeff
definitely have a moment.
They have some moment where it is sort of like, come back and we can make this work.
Yeah, like I really
which
like
is also
you.
Also, like, then Catherine's also delusional because Jess is a terrible nanny.
I think Jess is a great nanny.
You can get a nan. You can get a Jess a dime a dozen. You can get a much more responsible.
But maybe Catherine's like, I don't have the fucking
up.
Time to keep looking.
No, you know her. She's got that suitcase camera in one hand, pacifier in another, just trying to make it work.
Yeah, like she's. How does she do it?
But again, you have a husband who doesn't have a job. Like he can be the nanny,
right?
She, if anything,
he can be
she
the dad.
Should have shown up and been like, "I divorce." Right, the father of those.
He
children.
Could be the father. He could step up.
Or maybe does she show up and say, like, I'm divorcing Jeff, will you just come back and be with me and the kids?
I guess we're going to find out, Chris.
All of these are flashing to me as possibilities.
I know. I guess we're going to find out.
I hope that's the last time we see of Jeff. I never want to see that character again. But what do you think? So Jeff and Hannah's parents sort of at this point represent the only older people we've seen on the show. What are they trying to say about getting older? Because it's not.
It's dark and scary.
Right. It doesn't seem they haven't. They're painting this sort of not great like idea of what it is to be a young person. But my God, being an older person seems terrible, too. Mm-hmm. I guess we had like that one nice guy who interviewed her who she brought up rape to.
That's yeah, but I don't been, think like, he the, was supposed to be like the older person. I think he's like
wasn't
in his like
he at least
early
a little
30s.
Bit elder he wasn't supposed to be our elder statesman.
No, he was maybe early 30s.
And then we had those women who drew those eyebrows on Hannah who were a mess.
Yeah.
And of course, we had our boss who was a disaster.
Yeah.
And we had Digger Stiles, her first boss, who was also mean.
Mm-hmm. So, I just think it's like you become hardened.
To life. And I don't know that the show's concept of, I don't know that we ever meet someone older who's like really got their shit together. I'm thinking of like Marnie's mom.
No, but that's the thing. No one has their shit together. Maybe that's the point.
Oh, I'm thinking of Marnie's boss. Remember we met her who was like, he's got a serious case of a tall dick. You fuck him.
Yeah. But maybe that's the point is like no one has their shit together, even if they're old.
And is Adam supposed to be a little bit older than Hannah?
I think like a little.
A little, but definitely still,
definitely
like
in still
his 20s. Right, because And not to, you know, spoil what we're going to talk about later, but we do find out he was an alcoholic at 17. Noah, this is a spoiler for something we're going to discuss, is what I just said. That he went to rehab when he was 17, or like he began AA. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. But then we do meet his sister later in the show, and she's as troubled as they come. Yeah. So I love to.
But I also think like him going to AA.
Talk about young Sheldon. I would have loved to have seen young Adam.
Well, we get a little preview of him, young Adam, next week.
Do we?
A little.
Do we get like a flashback?
No. Adam? I mean, by young Adam, I mean there's like a photo that we see of young baby Adam.
Oh, I thought like you were like, we're going to see. I was like, whoa, hold on. I think that they'd like brought out like a big-eared, tiny actor. Like,
no,
hey, I'm young Adam.
I think the thing about Adam going to AA when he was so young just shows that he's always been kind of this like very critically hyper self-aware person.
And very introspective. Yeah. Like he understands himself. And that is something like you could see Adam like he. Not to say, like, his journey wasn't his own, but there's almost, like, a world in which he had, like, one bad weekend of drinking and was like, gotta go to AA.
Yeah.
Like, you could just see, like, he was just that person who was like, this isn't good for me and I must fix it. Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of being a self-aware, let's get into Marnie.
Oh, my God. Marnie in this dress.
Who walks into this party.
This dress goes so well with her pajama set.
This J. Crew.
It is giving like faux adult, like faux grown up. Like
this is definitely Jenna Lyons, J. Crew, Michelle Obama wore this dress.
Like, no. This is like the H&M knockoff of that. Like this is the, yeah.
No, like I can picture Michelle Obama almost in it. It's like the yellow, but it's like white and yellow. Like it is
yeah,
such
I'm saying
of that era.
It totally like, is it, of that era. It's just.
No.
And that little side pony.
By the way, you're saying H&M. No, Marnie's a J. Crew bitch.
Marnie can't afford that.
No, she can. Marnie makes good. Marnie, I think, also comes from some level of like.
She can?
Her parents. Yeah, no, Marnie's shopping at J. Crew.
Oh, okay.
I don't know where Hannah's getting her clothing. I still haven't been able to land on that quite yet.
I don't think Hannah's bought new clothes since her parents like bought them for her. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And that's something I just want us to be tracking as the show goes on season to season is Hannah's personal journey with clothing because maybe it grows a little. Although now I'm picturing her in the finale, how the show ends. Just a mess.
No, and then like Marnie's mess. Like, it's this purple dress.
Is that?
It's like she's wearing the platform heels that every girl wore. It's giving business casual, and this is what was in back in the day.
Yes, that's what I mean. It's definitely J. Crew, your first outfit. Marnie has no distinction between what you're supposed to be wearing to work and her personal attire.
No, she's like, I'm a grown up. This is what I wear. And also that skinny ponytail.
Like, I just want to Google, what year would this have been? 2012, right? So I just want to Google J. Crew 2012. Yep.
Let me see.
In fact, I think I'm looking at a version of that dress right now. Just.
Oh, my God. You're right. I'm looking.
And you see about the second one down, 3N.
Oh, my God. Chris, it's the dress. This it's purple a version dress.
I told you, she's a J. Crew bitch. That's our girl. And so right from the episode of the start of it, I was like, there she goes. And she arrives. And I guess Shosh just doesn't know about the breakup, even though she was at that show where Charlie sang the song.
Yeah.
But I think it's a nice nod to the fact that Shosh isn't in the group yet, that she's like, oh, I think your boyfriend's playing. Mm-hmm. And Marnie's, of course, like, well, now I have to go say hello.
Yeah.
And so she stomps away like a complete maniac to go find Charlie. We see the band playing. And I want to say, they're much better than the last time we saw them, about 2 weeks ago, because they're not performing in those kids.
Yeah, they seem like a band.
And like the type of music is different. It has no lyrics to it, thank God.
Marnie just looks
and he's
so...
never looked hotter.
Oh.
So to this point in the show, 7-8 episodes. Wait, is this episode 8? Are we almost done?
No.
This has to be episode 7.
Yeah, it's like 6 or 7.
But he looks so hot.
In that tee with that hair, like.
And you didn't like when he cut his hair. And I said, You're going to like it,
he looked like Mickey Mouse with no ears. He still does.
This is episode 7.
So fucking hot.
He looked amazing. And they have this sort of awkward conversation where she acknowledges that, like, see, you're sort of becoming everything that I wanted. Like, I think she thinks what she's saying is nice. Good. But in fact, what she's saying, no, it just completely validates, like, the reason they broke up. Yeah. So he is thriving. No, she says, like, I always wanted you to be just free of our relationship, which is like, are you trying to get him back?
Yeah, he was like, what?
Like, what you just said is actively insane. Like, I just always wanted you to have the space to do things like this outside of our relationship. I'm like, this girl doesn't know what the fuck.
And his reaction
about.
Was like, Marnie, what the fuck?
No, I think, unfortunately, I'll disagree with you there. I think, unfortunately, the minute he saw her was like, oh, she's back. He's happy to see her. I think he is like, the minute she said that rude thing, I think he's slightly under her thrall again. Like, he's like tethered to her.
Yeah, he's down bad for Marnie.
And it takes a little sprite named Audrey to run over. Now, were you personally triggered by something Audrey did, which is jump into his arms as I was?
I was personally triggered by everything she did.
I was so like, how fucking dare you to be so tiny and thin.
So jump in his tiny, arms, a Tinkerbell.
To jump in his arms like that. Like, what I'd give if I did that to a man, he'd fall over. He would just like,
no, literally.
We'd both break our backs.
I would have to be dating like a, like,
you'd need to
huge
be dating
person.
Like Travis Kelce. Yeah. Like,
who?
Is that how you say his last name? Is that Kelce? Kelce? What is it?
Kelce.
Like, you need to be, he'd need to be, okay, let's not. So what did you say earlier? Decollete?
Decollete.
I think Kelce is like a more fine reading.
You're right.
Decollete. I was like, what is that word?
I know. At the moment it left my lips, I was like, that's not it.
Ladies, make sure you take care of your décolleté.
Décolleté. No, I was so jealous of Aubrey. I think that's the thing. Like, I'm very triggered by her because...
Is her name Aubrey or Audrey? I think it's Audrey.
Audrey?
Yes. It's Audrey. Okay.
I feel triggered by her in the sense of, like, because I'm so the opposite of her. But I, like, want to be like her sometimes. Like, this cool, like... indie, curly-haired, like, little tiny sprite girl.
Did she have curly hair?
Yeah. She had, like, beautiful...
I didn't think it was that curly. She wasn't, like, curly.
She had, like, beautiful curly hair.
Hold on.
Why are you questioning
Audrey?
Me?
Because I'm allowed to. You're saying, like... I just don't remember her hair being curly. You're saying
and
this,
she has,
like,
I
question who you
her...
are as a human being.
She has,
being.
Like, a headband, like, around her head, like... Just a cool artsy girl. And
she definitely is, although it's funny because later we'll figure out what she does and it's not art. Like, she makes mustard, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, her hair's not curly.
What do you mean?
But she is wearing another crazy headband in this.
The headband.
Is she wearing one at the party too?
A headband?
Like a, is it floral almost? I'm picturing.
I don't know. I just know it goes around her head.
Like a headband?
No, it like goes like around like this. Like, it's not like keeping her hair.
Oh, it's like almost like a flower crown.
Yeah.
But when she jumped in his arms, I was like very just like, oh, this woman is a menace.
Yeah.
Because she's also like, who does that while someone's talking to someone?
A psycho, like a little psycho like her.
And then, do you think she has any clue who Marnie is and she's working from a position of power? Or is that like, who are you?
No, I genuinely think she does not know.
Okay, so you think Charlie in the 2 weeks. And I am sort of with Marnie, like when she, no, it was crazy of her to be like, you're a sociopath.
Yeah, well, I think like he never talked about Marnie because like it said, it's been 2 weeks. And also, I just don't think he wants to talk about her. Like, I think he just wants to pretend that this, like, because he's still, like, down bad for her. So, like, what is there to say?
And then when she said, should I know who you are? Are you a real housewife?
That was such a slam.
Because then, to me, Audrey actually reminded me of one of my favorite side characters from The Housewives, which is Luann's niece.
She's so Nicole.
remember her? And they, she appears like once.
Yeah.
And they go like to buy jewelry. I was like, Audrey and Nicole. I was like, is Nicole playing Audrey? I didn't have a name on Nicole, so I don't know where you. Is that her name?
Yeah.
How do you know I that? Know. Was it like...
I don't know.
Because I think she's primarily later on in the show just called
Luann's niece.
Luann's niece.
Her name's Nicole. Like,
I've never heard her name before.
It's Nicole.
All right. And she actually also was giving me Luann's daughter, whatever her name is. Now, I should know her name.
Well, there's Noelle and...
Adriana? No. Gabriella?
Melania? What is her daughter's name?
Noelle and...
Victoria.
Victoria. I was like, Luann, too. What's her
name?
Yeah,
Minnie Lou.
She also was giving me Victoria. Mm-hmm. Like, everything about Audrey was triggering me. And so then Marnie just bops away and sits down next to this gentleman. This
sad
fine
soul.
Actor with not one line. And I could have watched hours of them cutting to her talking and him just sitting there blank face, not even looking at her. It's not even like they were like, okay, the concept is he's interested in Marnie because she's beautiful. It's like he's just stone faced.
Yeah, he's not even interested.
Brick wall, like not even giving, please shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. And then finally he just gets up and leaves. And she's like, I mean, it would be really hard to break up with me. Like, you're not just packing your bag up and leaving, buddy. He gets up and leaves.
Yeah.
And then this is, I think, the episode where she becomes Marnie, because the way, and when I tell you I see myself in her so much, when she sees Elijah making out with that guy and she waves at him and then like walks over assertively and gives him that little hug, I was like, if that's not me at a social event where I'm like, I need to take over. She's like, it's been so long. Oh my God.
Yeah. And he's like, hey, Marnie.
And God bless Elijah. And this is what I mean, where I don't think this is the Elijah we know, who in this version of him ditches this man to talk to Marnie.
I think he just like doesn't care about these guys. So he's just like, whatever.
I just don't think this is the Elijah we meet later, well, who just is like desperate. The Elijah we get to know, I think, is just like, would never give up a cute guy on the dance floor to talk to Marnie. And she's again just like, well, it's just really hard. I mean, I don't want to be selfish. I'm so glad that we're seeing one another. And Hannah is really selfish. And again, we're playing Elijah like the wise sage who's just like, no, actually, you're just as selfish. Like, we made out and your nipples were hard. And then why does he slap her? Oh, because she says his voice sounded like dead babies.
Yeah. Well, she was like, and then you dated Hannah and the whole time you were queer.
Yeah, you were a little queer.
Yeah. And he was like, I was in Rent.
Two words, Rent rehearsals.
And that's when she said the voice.
I'd love to get the casting breakdown. Like, are there even any white characters in Rent for Marnie to play? Like, Mimi is supposed to be Latinx, and the other, like, is there another, who would Marnie have played?
Like, I'm really thinking.
Like, would they have, oh, wait, she played Idina Menzel. Absolutely.
Oh, take me or leave me.
She got, no, I'm thinking of Marnie doing that crazy one where she's on
the cow,
talking like, moo, moo, yeah. And like jumping around.
Yeah, the moo.
Oh, Mimi. Is that her name?
No, Mimi's the other one.
No, Mimi's, Karen? We're struggling on names.
We're having a hard time remembering things.
Victoria?
Let me look. Rent characters.
Maureen.
Maureen Johnson.
Like, the Tango Maureen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, hold on, it'll come to
me. She was totally Maureen.
Yeah, and Elijah was definitely the person who sings Tango Maureen, who's like got the camera. Like
Mark.
Yes, the sort of like antsy gay one was like running around.
Yeah, he wasn't playing
Roger. Or is that is Roger the one with AIDS who gets with Mimi? These characters.
Yeah.
Roger is the one who's like one song glory. Like later in the show.
Yeah, that's Roger.
With a hunk. Okay.
That's Roger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, guys, Rent. If you weren't raised on that, crazy movie and show. Mm. What a shit show.
Yeah.
And so we'll get to what she gets up to after that. So let's get into Hannah and Adam. So,
oh my God,
Hannah sees Adam dancing and she realizes it's the first time she's ever seen him outside of his apartment mm-hmm. or with a shirt on. And we also learn that they haven't spoken since the phone call we see at the end of last episode, which is so sad because I think we all thought that was a real turning point in that relationship.
Chris,
as
we
did I.
Left that episode going, they're boyfriend, girlfriend. They're together.
Well, no, they're I knew love. They weren't boyfriend. I knew they weren't boyfriend and girlfriend because we need to get to the final bit of this episode, which is one of my favorite moments of the show. Mm-hmm. But I did forget that he once again ghosts her. Like
he runs. So he's a runner.
Things are just going to come and go with Mr. Sackler.
Yeah.
But I did think it was a really nice beat of storytelling how happy he is to see her. Mm-hmm. And the fact that Taco, before we learn her name, knows instantly who Hannah is. Like, so you do get a sense that he's been talking about her. His world does include Hannah in a way that Hannah isn't aware of.
She had no clue. Taco with a K.
Now, see, the bit of humor I loved is Taco silently opening that beer with her mouth.
And staring at Hannah. And Hannah
that, to me,
like...
is... It fits the humor of girls in a way that Shosh running around pantsless.
Totally.
Brushwick
doesn't.
Because
this is something that definitely we've all maybe felt before. Like we've all,
oh, I've had it happen yeah, to like me. Just a weirdo staring at me while they... I've definitely had that just happen.
And Hannah's like trying not to make eye contact with her. Like, what are you doing?
Well, at least in this case, Hannah wants to get to know her. She's yeah. like, well, you know, Adam. I've had it happen to me. And I'm like, I don't know who this stranger is. I don't know if they think this is sexy. What is happening?
Oh, my God. What a nightmare.
And so we quickly find out that Adam is in AA because, which I do like that Taco feels bad about it. Taco seems like a great friend to Adam.
Yeah. And Taco like, just made a mistake.
Yeah. I thought it was the most important thing about him outside of his love of books.
But I also think Taco, from maybe what Adam has told Taco about Hannah,
should understand that they're not boyfriend, girlfriend.
No, I feel like Taco probably thought like, oh, Hannah knows this about Adam because of how maybe
Adam
talks about
her. Actually, the way Adam talks about Hannah is probably like, yeah, I love that girl.
Yeah, he's probably that like, that crazy
he's
bitch.
Like, that crazy girl? I love that crazy girl. Yeah. Like, she comes over, she's so crazy. And she's probably like, but the crazy thing is she never asks about me.
So, I'm so Hannah.
Like, there is a version of this show called Boys where we just are watching Adam complain like, she text me at crazy times. Like, I don't know what's going on with
yeah.
her. Like, she showed up at my apartment once dressed like a fucking
a
psycho. Then she just leaves. Then she showed up once and told me she fucked her boss. Like,
he's probably like, you're right. Like, he's probably like, who is this girl?
Like, she's a real psycho.
Yeah. God, I love that.
And she works her way over to Adam and they have the cutest little dance together. I was smiling ear to ear.
I loved that.
They were just throwing their limbs akimbo. He's swinging her around. And then he tells her some cockamamie. Now, this I couldn't follow. He's building a boat that's going to sink while he rides it down the Hudson and then he's just going to swim home.
Yes.
Is that it?
Yep.
That's it? Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
You nailed it.
I guess I did get
yep,
it.
Yep, you nailed it.
And he wants to go foraging in the trash to go get some stuff for the boat. Is that where they were heading?
Now, that part's unclear.
Because he was like, I want to go to this like yard,
shipyard?
This junkyard, basically, like, to go get things? I think they were going to a junkyard to forage stuff.
That's crazy.
In the middle of the night on just his bike.
On his bike. Okay.
Okay, and all he had was a bike and a backpack. So I don't know what he was
getting. What was Hannah going to do, like ride along next to him?
And with all the stuff? And I guess that's what, is that what he's been welding?
I didn't know there was like a purpose.
He's building a boat in his apartment?
Hmm.
So he's also like a Luke Danes-esque figure.
Yeah. Sure.
Wow. And they're both there for their crazy gals.
Mm-hmm. True.
And now I'm picturing those two going to lunch, Luke and Adam, and
those two, the conspiracy theories they would get up to.
That's true. Luke is definitely like verged on Q.
Oh, he was definitely for a moment, like his algorithm was definitely giving him some like.
He was like, no, like pizza rat, Lorelai, look at it. And she's like, Luke, put the phone down.
Yeah, like she definitely had to like cancel his like YouTube subscriptions.
Oh, he's such a YouTube boy. Mm-hmm. Just watching hours and hours. And so they're getting on this bike. Now, what I would never do is ride on a man's handlebars. Is this something now between this and not to again bring up Roni? But
Carol? That was my first thought. That was my first thought too.
But is that something people want to do? I would feel so unsafe sitting on handlebars as a man rode a bike. I also don't know that my body would fit.
Yours definitely wouldn't. You're 6'1".
Like, where would, like, it just doesn't seem like,
I think it's, like a where cutesy would your, thing to do.
But where does your body go? Like, I'm thinking of a bike, and you have your, like, I
there's, like, a little, like, front up, bar.
Right, okay. That like, so that's what, on. That doesn't seem safe.
It also doesn't seem comfortable. It doesn't.
And you're, like, also, like, I would also have both of my hands holding onto the bar.
Yeah, where are your hands?
I think just hands up, like two hands to heaven, Beyonce style. That, I know, it's terrifying. Now let me Google Carol Radswell on that bike. If she wasn't holding on to something. Handlebars.
Oh, yeah. No, you hang on to the handles.
You do. Okay.
Your butt's on the handlebar.
Right. So you have enough room for that and your hands? That just seems like a very long handlebar.
Yeah.
You know, Audrey probably gets up to this shit all the time. Now, I'm seeing Carol, Adam, and a dog on this bike. Like, a dog's in her lap.
Baby.
This doesn't seem safe. No wonder Hannah fell. Thankfully, we saw, like, what
reality.
Actually happens when you do this is that the bike comes to a pause and then you go flying. Mm-hmm. I would have broken my hand again, definitely.
Oh, Chris. So you would have broken a foot.
When she went flying, everyone, please picture me last year when I broke my hand. That's akin to what it looked like. Just
that hand.
A body flailing about on the ground while a bike is just like hanging out. I wish I had Adam there to help me.
He would have picked you up.
Scooped you up. He would have. So then they're sitting there. Marnie calls angry as hell. Just like, where are you? Drop a pen. Which I've never done. Is that something, like, has Find My Friends replaced that? Like, you can just drop people your location? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. That's nice, mm-hmm. I guess, to feel safe. I should start doing that when I, like, am
Yeah, like, you can share your location situations. With someone.
I think I do that with a former colleague. I think we turned it on, and I've just never turned it off.
Just
so
had
she's
to,
just always aware of where
Sheena
I am.
Sheena made me think about it.
Who?
On Vanderpump Rules. She has, like, 80 people.
Sheena Marie?
Yeah, she tracks, like, 50 people. On her phone. And so that's how she knew Katie made out with Max. And so.
What? She could just see that their phones were like in the same place?
Yeah. She was like, oh, Max is
and
at
she's
Katie's.
Like, wait, and she's just like looking at it at nighttime?
Yes.
What a monster.
So I went on mine and I was
so
like, I'm deleting
just
this.
Like at nighttime, she just is like, hold on, let me check in to see where everyone
yes.
is. Like, let's make sure everyone's at home.
Yes.
What an animal.
Yeah, like, and then that's how she found out that Max stayed over at Katie's.
And then she confronted her about it?
Of course.
This is good. I wish I'd seen this.
Yeah. She was like, you made out
is
with
this
Max.
This is happening on the
you
second half
Max?
Of the season?
It's like a few episodes
and you
ago.
Do mean, wait, you mean Max, that
The one that
racist
was fired,
man,
yeah. But he's
not
best
Max Vanderpump.
Correct. And he's best friends with Schwartz.
Whoa, hold on, guys. And I'm sorry, I know we've gone on 97 tangents in this episode and every episode of Shortcomings as it's gone into Girls. Have you seen that clip of Joe talking about Tom Schwartz in bed?
No.
Sam, it is the most dark-sided thing. She's like, of course I blew him when he was married to Katie. He's got a big dick and I liked it. It is the most disgusting thing I've ever. Have you not seen that?
No.
I don't know where I saw it. I thought you posted it. It was probably Queens of Bravo. They've got everything.
They do. They really do. It's crazy.
They must have like 800
they have,
people. It must
in
be
all
like
different
a factory.
Time zones. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Just like 800 like girls in like dresses just sitting at a computer like, I got something fresh.
I don't know how they do it. It's really remarkable. But yeah.
Yeah, no, she's like literally like, he's got a big dick. I can't believe she didn't like it. I loved having sex with him. You haven't
this
seen
is this? A recent it's, video.
I don't know if it's reason. She basically says, like, yeah, I blew him when he was married. Did I dream this? But because I stopped watching the show before Joe even, like, entered the fray.
Okay.
So, like, I never even knew of Joe, but she sounds disgusting.
She's wacky. She's crazy.
Wacky? That is not, I would not say wacky.
She's crazy.
She's terrible.
Like, yeah. I mean, she's not really on it anymore.
I had heard you, but the way you had told me about Joe is that she was, like, a sympathetic character I should feel
bad
for.
At a certain point, well, I didn't know she had this side to her.
Yeah, she sounds like the Joe I saw was closer to Kristen Doughty. Let's put it that
way. Well, that's the thing that Katie said, though, remember? Katie said she was, like, she was best friends with Kristen Doughty, and she was too crazy for Kristen. Like, Kristen dumped her as a friend.
You think?
Like and Katie Joe was like, if you think this girl's too crazy for Kristen.
It's like a direct-to-camera video, too, Sam. Like, she's got the camera in her hand, and she's and a, like, a friend in the back.
What?
Like, yeah, what's his deck like? It's so bad.
I'm upset.
So, but back to the junkyard.
Back to the junkyard, back to girls.
So she confronts him and says, basically, Hannah says to Adam, like, I didn't know, like, you were in AA. You don't share anything. Like, how am I supposed to know anything about you? And talk about Missy Elliott. Flip that, reverse it. Mm-hmm. Adam.
He said, Uno
this
reverse.
This is where I definitely saw myself.
Chris, like, I was thinking, it was you and I. It was, I was watching
waited,
us.
And here's the thing. He did exactly what I would do. I would be shocked if Adam is not a Sagittarius. He let this bitch, he put her in a fucking trap. He waited till the perfect minute where she had nothing. Yeah. The way I set traps for people like this, and I'm like, oh, and I'm going to wait till you say the one thing mm-hmm. that is, then I'm going to unleash on you everything I've got in my back pocket. The way he ate her ass up.
He ate her up.
He was like, you come over, you've never asked me about myself. Do you think I'm supposed to just, like, monologue and just tell you everything about myself when all you do is come over and want me to fuck you like a dog and then leave? Like, no, I wouldn't say that.
Nope. And then what was her response? It was like, it was something about her.
And then she's like, how was I supposed to even know that? He's like, see? And so he works her into another trap. He got her good. He fucked her good on the side of that street. I loved it. I, like, wanted to give it a slow clap. It was like, this is, I was like, God damn it, that quiz
Hannah,
didn't know that that's me.
Hannah, like.
How did that quiz know?
How?
That I'm an Adam Sackler.
You are through and through.
But to see him now, it's like, wow. I just wasn't clued into this portion of Adam.
Okay.
But wow, I saw myself there. And then I saw myself pull up in that taxi, angry as hell.
it was like too huge.
It was like when we saw Anthony and Charlotte at that bridal shop. I was like, well, there I am. There's the other me. Like, what the fuck is going on? I am not afraid to call the cops and tell everyone about the person that you are.
And then there's me on the ground.
Sitting there.
Like holding the backpack.
I want to go home. I'm baby. And then the other version of me just trying to get out of there, like, I want
it was
this.
The 2 years
screaming and one like, I need to get out of this situation. I do not belong here.
Like, fuck this.
Then he just wants his backpack and he just screams at her, do you want me to be your fucking boyfriend? And in a brilliant bit of work, it just cuts to them in the back of that cab. And Hannah has that little smile on that face, that Cheshire shit-eating grin.
Mm-hmm. She's like,
but what I love this ending because she's trapped between these two things, right? Like, she's trapped between Adam and Marnie, both of whom represent, like, right, like the old and the new versions, like the old version of herself and this sort of new idea of herself, this romance and this intimate friendship, like known quantities, the honesty of like how Marnie knows everything about her and this new possibility of Adam where she can be perhaps this kind of newer version of herself, just stuck right in the middle, but happy as hell.
Happy as hell. And Marnie looks devastated.
Marnie looks disgusted, and Adam is just like, I just want to go home.
Adam's like, I'm tired, and I have this fucking bike on me.
Like, now I gotta take this bitch home who doesn't, now I've got a girlfriend.
Yeah, he literally is like, he's probably like, what just happened?
I know, but given what the next week's episode title, I think we're gonna see them pretty happy next week. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to remember sort of what happens. Are you watching forward or do you just remember?
I watched like the first like 5 minutes.
Because I don't really, like, season, I will say, like, season one of Girls is never the season I would choose to have gone back and rewatched. So I don't think I've even seen these episodes more than, like, once or twice.
Mm. Yeah. No,
I whereas watch, when like, we get to, like, 3 and 4, I'll, like, have much more memory of all 10 episodes. But I'm sort of like, what even happens next week? Although I do remember, like, I want to say I remember her running for, like, an ice cream truck and shorts and... And, like, trying to be, like, a fit girl while with Adam. And it doesn't work out well for
me,
her, or any of us when we try to do that.
Me.
All right. So we got our segment, Boys, where we discuss our favorite boy and our least favorite. I think we can both agree who our least favorite boy was.
Jeff.
Old Jeff.
Definitely my least favorite boy. My favorite boy was honestly Elijah.
He slapped a woman.
He abused it. Made me laugh.
He did. It was just a quick, like, errand.
It was. It was just like, stop.
It was more of a love tap.
Yeah. It was like, get it together, bitch. Like,
how dare you tell me? And she didn't seem even that phased by it.
She was just like, it's the worst night of her life.
I don't know. I don't know who you fucked to get this role. And I am never coming to Bushwick again.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to give my favorite boy to Adam.
Of course.
I think he was just he was a lovely boy. This was, well, I guess not lovely when he screamed at her, but.
Yeah, but like, you know.
But she had it coming.
She had it coming.
And did you have any lines or line readings or pieces of dialogue you particularly liked in this episode?
I really loved when Jessa saw Adam for the first time and she goes, the original man?
Well, we'll get to that in 1 second. My favorite line reading was actually another one of Jess's, which is interesting. She says, it means I don't think you're cool and I think your mother was poor.
Yeah. When she's like, you were born on the floor. On a dirt floor.
You were born on a dirt floor. What the fuck does that even mean? It means I don't think you're cool and I think your mom was poor.
It's so funny. That was going to be mine. Like my second one.
And in terms of a little bit of spoiler corner, it is interesting you bring that up because my first note actually of this episode is, before I rewatched it, is about Jessa is, and I totally forgot this, instantly seemingly drawn to Adam when she says, oh, I like a man who's friends with, well, and she uses the word dyke, which isn't lovely, but we also should talk about Marnie referring to Aubrey as, quote, little Navajo. Oh, yeah.
I think that was in reference to her headband.
Her style?
And like, yeah, like her headband and like her turquoise, like big jewelry and fringe.
I mean, I got it, but it was just a lot. And it came out so like, whoa.
Yeah, it was intense.
You got a little Navajo over there jumping all over him. I was like, Jesus Christ. But again, I saw myself in her.
100%.
Just sometimes a cutting comment's going to come faster than even you can think.
Yeah.
But I just did think interesting that she is attracted to him. And when she even says there is something sort of sexy, like he does look like the first man. And before she realizes, like, oh, she means like Adam.
not like Eve and Adam.
Yeah. And so laying the framework for, oddly, those two dummies are going to end this series together. Like, it is one of the craziest turns in the history of television, I think, is that Jessa and Adam... We end the show with them together. Like, it was one thing when they did the affair. Like, they're sleeping together. I was like, I could actually see them sort of being bonded together through recovery things mm-hmm. and sort of their interest and honesty. But for the show to land on, like, yep, put them together is wild.
Wild.
And, like, have it in, like, end of the series, where to believe they just stay together, I guess. Although I imagine they break up at some point.
I
also imagine Adam makes it pretty big. Like, I think Adam Sackler.
He becomes Adam Driver.
Yeah, he becomes whatever his name is in Star Wars.
Kylo Ren.
Marriage Story. Yes. So what would you give this episode out of 10?
I give it like an 8.
Really?
I really liked
after,
it.
I know, but you gave... I think you liked this one, though, didn't you, more than Hannah's Diary? And we gave that one a 10.
We did?
Yeah, we gave an episode recently a 10 out of 10, so I'm surprised you would give this one an 8.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with 8.
Wow, I'm giving this one a 9, and the only thing I'm docking from it is the show storyline. Mm. But I would, and I don't dislike that enough to say that I wouldn't watch this episode again right now.
Right.
It was a complete pleasure.
It was a fun watch.
Funny, smart. And I thought, like, as much as I don't love the Jeff stuff and I never want to see him again, it did leave me with a ton to think about. Of just like, what is the show doing? What is the concept of this? And where is Jessa sort of moving forward? So I'm interested to see what happens between now and her decision in the finale. Mm-hmm. But I guess she has to meet that gentleman. Oh, and I'm flashing to how she meets him with you, with Marnie.
Yep.
All right. Well, I can't wait to get to that episode, which I hope is next week. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you'll join us again next week when we discuss season 1, episode 8, Weirdos Need Girlfriends 2. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review Shortcomings wherever you listen to podcasts. Please leave some reviews. We got a few negatives to knock down a peg. I just don't need that one about me propping up ugly men to be so
in the forefront.
Right up there. Yeah. And you can support us by joining us over on patreon.com at patreon.com/shortcomingspodcast. And you can follow us online. I'm at clewis1219 on Instagram. Sam, where are you?
I'm at Bravo Historian on Instagram, and I'm at Take Your Zoloft. Or nope, I'm at Still on Zoloft on Twitter.
Do you still tweet though?
Yeah, I tweet all the time.
Okay, I thought you just got back on just to look, but you're also tweeting.
I'm tweeting.
Oh, okay. Well, just don't tweet about, what was it, water bottles?
Stanley's.
All right, guys, bye.
Bye.